Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of today's tech landscape. I'm your host, Alex, the one who spends way too much time explaining the cloud to my cat.
And I'm Jamie, the one who thinks rebooting is a valid troubleshooting step for everything, including my coffee maker. Today, we're tackling a topic that's as thrilling as finding an extra chicken nugget in your meal: cutting costs on large language models, or LLMs, without sacrificing quality.
Exactly, Jamie. And before our listeners think we're getting too into the weeds, remember, this is about keeping the intelligence of your AI applications high while keeping your bills low. Think of it as dieting for your AI, slimming down without losing muscle.
I love that analogy, Alex. So where do we even start with slimming down these costs?
Great question. First, let's understand the beast we're dealing with. Running LLMs, especially at scale, is like feeding a never-satisfied monster. Every token generated, every API call, it all adds up.
So it's like every word costs money?
Precisely. Imagine texting, but every word you send costs you a penny. You'd quickly become a master of emoji, right?
Definitely. But how do we cut these costs?
There's no single magic trick, but a toolbox of strategies. Let's start with quantization. It's like weight loss for models, trimming the fat by reducing the precision of the calculations.
Hold up, wouldn't that make our model, dumber?
You'd think so, but it's more about efficiency. LLMs can often run just as effectively with less precision. It's like realizing you can run just as fast in cheaper, lighter shoes.
Got it. Lighter shoes, cheaper runs. What's next?
Then, there's distillation. Imagine you're trying to learn quantum physics from a Nobel laureate. Distillation is like getting the cliff notes from them instead. You learn faster and cheaper, but still get pretty smart.
I wish my school had used that technique. What about when these models are in action? How do we save there?
Ah, that's where batching and caching come into play. Batching is like carpooling for AI requests. More efficient, less costly. Caching is our AI's memory, remembering past answers to avoid resolving expensive problems.
I love a good carpool. Keeps things eco-friendly and economical. And caching sounds like my habit of Googling something once and then pretending I knew it all along.
Exactly, Jamie. It's all about working smarter, not harder. And don't forget about optimizing prompts and managing data smartly to cut down on unnecessary processing.
This is all super insightful, but it sounds like a lot of work. Is it really worth it?
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Small savings per API call or inference can lead to massive savings at scale. Plus, it's not just about cost. Optimizing models and infrastructure also means faster, more efficient AI.
Speedy and cost-effective, like fast food that's actually good for you. Any final tips for our tech wizards out there looking to optimize their LLM costs?
Monitor and adjust continuously. The world of AI and machine learning is always evolving, so what works today might be improved upon tomorrow. Stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Wise words as always, Alex. Before we wrap up, any resources our listeners should check out?
For those diving deeper, look into PyTorch and TensorFlow documentation for model optimization techniques. And don't forget the power of community forums and GitHub for real-world advice and examples.
Thanks, Alex, and thank you, our listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world's most fascinating topics.
And remember, in the world of technology, being a nerd is the highest compliment. Keep nerding out, and we'll see you in the next episode. Background music fades in.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.